Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. A former orthopaedic surgeon who signed up to be a COVID-19 vaccinator with the HSE has criticised the recruitment process for being overly bureaucratic. Niamh Power from Dublin says she was asked for her Leaving Cert results, among other information, after re-registering with the Medical Council. She'd previously retrained and worked as a pilot. More than 3,000 people have applied to CPL, the recruitment company appointed by the HSE to manage the process of selecting vaccinators. Niamh received a call this morning confirming she had been approved 8 weeks after she first applied. She spoke to me a short time ago.
As soon as I saw it, I applied and I filled out all the forms. There were a lot of forms. I attached all the documentation that needed to be attached, and then there was a considerable wait then.
And when you say a considerable wait, what, were days, weeks?
Well, it was weeks, really. There was, the automatic email saying that they had received the application. And then in a bit of a flurry, then after a few weeks, there was some online training that we had to do. And then immediately then there was a face-to-face half-day training session in one of the hotels in Dublin. That was all very short notice, and I dropped everything, did all the online modules, did the half-day training. And then there was another pregnant pause then until the next communication.
So at that point then, what information had they been looking for? What had you to provide them with?
So, again, it's like eight weeks ago now, I'd say, so I can't exactly remember, but there was school results. There was about six items for previous employment, three referees, there was guard of betting, there was passport, birth certificate, marriage certificate, although I didn't have to do that because I never changed my name when I got married, so all of my medical council registration, etc., is in my original name. There was quite a lot of bits to put together. Now, luckily, I had all of that because I have all of those things at home, unlike a lot of people, especially, a lot of medics are moving around every 6 months. I'm sure their birth certificate is probably in a drawer in another house somewhere. But
yeah. Was it a surprising level of information from your point of view that they were looking for?
Well, yeah, I think so, because, I'm a fully qualified doctor. I'm registered with the Medical Council. All of that information, is there in the background somewhere. A passport obviously is only issued when you have a birth certificate. So I think there was quite a lot of doubling up. So I was surprised I needed that much. And sort of school results when, you're well into your career with, a degree and postgraduate degree, probably isn't all that relevant.
Yeah, and when you say school results, what, this was state exams, Leaving Cert, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so there was Leaving Cert, and I think there was Junior Cert as well, it would have been Inter Cert in my case, but so there was some jogging of the memory to remember what exactly I got and in what subjects.
I suppose maybe the HSE make the point, and they've made it to us, that this is a process that involves members of the public receiving going through a medical procedure. It's important they're able to stand over the people who are carrying this out, and they there's people coming from all kinds of different backgrounds, and they just need this information. So if anything does go wrong, they can say, well, we did go through all the proper checks here.
I can understand that, and I suppose. I'm not arguing that they shouldn't go through a certain standard of checks. I suppose the one thing is that the recruitment program is only open to healthcare professionals who are all registered with their governing body, and that's a legal requirement. So there is already a check there. And the other main issue that I would have with it, because although I wasn't overly happy having to jump through all those hoops, I did it, and I didn't so much mind doing it, but it's the lack of communication afterwards, and what the next step is, when you'll hear the next step, whether you're still being considered, when is the vaccination program likely to need you? Because while I don't have a whole lot to do right now, everybody else, or most other people in those that cohort of health professionals, are busy doing other jobs, and they're busy doing jobs in the health service. The people who are vaccinated at the moment, are all healthcare professionals who really need to get back to doing the job that they were doing before they became vaccinators. We want our health service to get up and running and do all the things that it should be doing those people should be back doing their day jobs, and people like me and anybody else that, you know, the HSE can get on board should be out doing the vaccinating. You know, if we want to get our health service back to, you know, anyway, normal situations, so they can do all the other jobs that they should be doing, you know, cardiovascular care, cancer care, all of that stuff. You know, all those people need to go back to doing their day jobs, and the HSE and the government need to get other people on board to do vaccinations. And, you know, maybe not just healthcare professionals, maybe like in the UK and the US, they have non-healthcare people who they've trained up. I know in the UK, you have a load of cabin crew doing it. I was speaking to my sister-in-law this morning. Her sister, who's no healthcare qualification at all, is vaccinating in the US. So, you know, we will have vaccines. We may not have them right now, but we will have them. And when we get them, we should have as many people as we can possibly gather ready and able to vaccinate, so that we can get everybody vaccinated as quickly as we can.
Pilot, surgeon and vaccinator, Dr. Niamh Power.